סיום. ותנו חסרי ולסיום פחי צבא דו דקוסה. So he's only potter if at the end, so there is no mechitzes. There is no mechitzes. Let's say beayud. Beayud. Vinoslo is a chili or miete. So upon the completion of the anoche, there is no mechitzes. There is only depth of nine. So the question is, do we consider it from the point of view of mikore before the anoche is completed? So then there is a rishus hayochid. Or we consider it from the point of view of hashte, after the anoche is completed. Mashenkein in the case of Be'er Yudalev. And then he throws a chulia. And it tries like this. So even now, the Karka Be'er is here. So it's still from here till the Svasa Be'er, there is still a depth of ten tvochim. But it is resting on the surface that is now autumn, that is not a surface anymore. That heretofore surface, which is now autumn, is not a rishus hayochid anymore. Is a mokim tor. So here we don't say hanochasri v'risiluk mechitze ba'ado dekose. In view of the fact that the reason as to why it's not a rishus hayochid, the heretofore karka beya is not a rishus hayochid now, is because of the anoche of this chulie. If not for the anoche of this chulie, so the karka beya would still be what it was before. It would be a rishus hayochid. Why is the heretofore karka beya? Now it isn't the karka beya. Now this is the karka beya. But why is it that the heretofore surface of the karka beya is not a rishus hayochid? Because of the hanoche of this chulia. But mechitzes it still has. So memela we don't say hanochaschefet v'siluk mechitzes v'ado dekose. When do we say hanochaschefet v'siluk mechitzes v'ado dekose? Upon the completion of the act of the hanoche, so there is no mechitzes. It's not a rishus hayochid because the mechitzes is lacking, as in the case of bei or yud v'nosan leseche chulie umiato. So then there is no, it's not a rishus hayochid because there is no mechitzes. Mashenk in the case of bei yudalev v'nosan leseche chulie umiato liyud. So it still has mechitzes, but the mikema hanoche is the heretofore surface of the karke, and the heretofore surface of the karke presently it's autumn, so it's a mokem tor. But mechitzes we still have mechitzes. So in such a case, we do not say hanochaschei v'tzilut mechitzes v'ado dekose. So memele we cannot say in the case that Teitzes mentioned, where the dvelo sticks to the kesel, where the dvelo sticks to the kesel, so the mikema dvelo becomes a mokim ptur, become mokim ptur. So we say that even if we say that hanochas chifetz v'siluk mechitze v'ado dekose, but in this case, why isn't it noch in the rishus harabim? Because of the anoche of the dvelo. So we don't say hanochas chifetz v'siluk mechitze v'ado dekose. Even if generally we do say, just as we don't say hanochaschim v'tzilut mechitza ado dekose in the case of Be'er Yudalev v'zorak l'sechechul yehumi ateliyut. Now, the question is, what is this v'shite? So it seems that the Ramban is asking a very strong kashi. Now, so it could be the Teisves holds, as a matter of fact, the Chazanish says, and the basis is upon the Loshna Gemore in Erev, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Erev has reference to a case where you have a rishus hayochid, a chotzer, a rishus hayochid with mechitzes, and then you have a beir, and the beir is omuk meyohamo, let's say, but it doesn't have dalet al dalet, so it couldn't be a rishus hayochid by itself, because even though it's omuk meyohamo, it doesn't have dalet al dalet, But since that Beir is in the Rishus HaYochid, so that Beir itself is also Rishus HaYochid. So the bottom of that Beir also is in the Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara says, Nosne b'beir aflomik me'yamo. Hay beir dikoy heiche. Daflam edal dam talaf namad beis. Ilay me dikoy b'rishus HaYochid pshite. Rishus HaYochid edal drakia. V'che heiche disalken li'il. Hoche name dinachse li'sachas. So v'heiche, v'che heiche disalken li'il. Hoche name dinachse li'sachas. And there is a lotion in the Miri that also indicates that just as there is a loche Rishus HaYochid edal drakia, so there is also a loche that it yered li'sachas. Yered li'sachas. Yered le'mat. Yered le'mat. Now, there is no raya from this Gemara, because here the Gemara is referenced to a case where it's open to the Rishus HaYochid. In other words, there is a Beir in the Karka Rishus HaYochid. So, mainly it's one Rishus HaYochid. So, just as the Karka Beir just as the Karka of the Chotzer, the Rishus HaYochid is a Rishus HaYochid, so the Beir also is a Rishus HaYochid. So that Karka at that position, at that lower level, so the Karka Rishus HaYochid goes down because it's completely open. So it's no raya that even in the case where it's Otum, that it should be considered Rishus HaYochid. But the Chaznish assumes kipshutei, that there is aloche, that if on top it's Rishus HaYochid, so at the bottom it's also Rishus HaYochid. Now the question is, but there is a raya for a Gemara Meforeshes neged this din, because by shein teiche yud v'kiruyu emashlim la'asoro, so al gabei mutal itzalteil b'seichei mitaltum b'yolid al dames. So if we say that just as Rishus HaYochid is ilad rokia, hochanam enachzel isachas, even when it's not open, even that's not open, so why do we say that the Rishus that b'seichei mitaltum b'yolid al dames, after all, on top it's Rishus HaYochid. So memele it's yoyid lisachas. It's yoyid lisachas. It's nachzel lisachas. The answer is, when does the Gemara say? So we could say that when does the Gemara say nachzel lisachas in the case of a beir in the karka hachotzer Rishus HaYochid? So that means that at that point where you have the beir, so the karka Rishus HaYochid has a lower level all over. So this is the level of the karka Rishus HaYochid. But where you have the beir, it's open. So the bottom of the beir, the karka beir, is the karka of the chotzer. Is the karka of chotzer. Not that there is a general aloche that it's yered lisachas. Yered lisachas. But according to the Chazanish, and from the Loshon of the Mir, it's there is a diuk that it is that way. So why do we say that b'seichei mitaltel alames? So it's true, the Mishneh Berurah has a sofik. Maybe the imitaltelin elo daledames is only nisar rabbanon. But it's not mistaber. I mean, it's not mashma that midraise. So even b'seichei has a din Rishus HaYochid. So the pashtes is that b'seichei does not have a din Rishus HaYochid. So that's no kasha. That's no kasha, because I don't know whether the Chaznish meant that. He doesn't say it, but we could say that the reason as to why the karka. Now let's say suppose you have a chotzer that has mechitzes, and then somebody would push, let's say, a needle into the karka of the Rishus HaYochid. So then we could say that it is a Rishus HaYochid. All right, it couldn't be chayev because it has to be anoche anim mokim choshev of dalet. But let's say if it's machshavti machshev l'lumokim, so let's say he'll push in something there beneath the karka of the chotzer of the Rishus HaYochid. So according to the Chazanish, so it would have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So it's only shayech. Why is it so? After all, I mean, the surface of the karka is a Rishus HaYochid because it's mukev mechitzes. But in the depth of the karka below, you push in something, so it's not mukev mechitzes. The mechitzes only start from the karka. They are not thrust below, into the karka, so it's not mukim mechitzes. So it could be explained, this aloche could be explained on the basis of the kalvachim alachir meisim mechitzel asmei kolshu. So Reb Chaim says in one lotion that the mekim amechitzes also on the basis of that kalvachim becomes a rishus ayochit, even though it doesn't have avir dalet. So it still becomes a rishus ayochit. It's still in one lotion, he says. Now then the Reb Chaim also says that the rishus ayochit requires karka. So memele, so when you have, let's say, so when you have a bayi shein techiyud, let's say bayi shein techiyud, it's only 9 tefachim high, and then you keruyof is mashlim lasoro. So memele, what is, so where is the rishus ayochid? On top, on the roof. But what is the karka of the rishus ayochid on top? The roof, that's the karka of the rishus ayochid. The ceiling, the roof, is the karka rishus ayochid. So memele, we cannot say inside, in view of the fact that it's not completely autumn. It's only autumn from here to here. And here you have hollow. So memele, the karka rishus ayochid extends from here to here. You couldn't say that the karka rishus ayochid extends from here to here. After all, here you have our space. So what is the karka rishus ayochid? In bayish in techiyud, the kirui of mashal masor. This is a rishus ayochid. And because we say, Gudasik Mechitzte, let's say according to Rashi, we say Gudasik Mechitzte, or according to Ramban, we don't say Gudasik Mechitzte. Anyway, this is a Rishus Ayochit. Rishus Ayochit. So where is the Karka of Rishus Ayochit? Also this. This is the Karka of Rishus Ayochit. So the Karka of Rishus Ayochit, where does it extend? From here till here. It doesn't extend from here to here, till the floor of the house, because between the ceiling and the floor of the house, you have a hollow space. So mimele, on the basis, so we cannot say, the only reason as to why the Rishus Ayochit can be Yered L'Sachas, so it's only Shayach as long as the Sachas, as the Karka of the Rishus Ayochit is up, until it reaches a hollow space. So then, that's the Karka Rishus Ayochit. And since the Karka Rishus Ayochid is a prerequisite in Rishus Ayochid, so Mimele, the same Kalvachimer that applies to the Mokim Mechitzes applies to the Mokim Akarka. But, so it can only extend to the limit of the autumn. So let's say, but the moment the hollow space begins, then it's not the Karka Rishus Ayochid anymore. Then it's something else. Some male, it's not a Rishus Ayochid. So in Achname, here it's not a Rishus Ayochid. But let's say here, let's say he'll push in something. He'll pierce through something. In the Uve HaSiling. In the Uve HaKiru. So then it'll be a Rishus Ayochid. He'll be Chayev, let's say, if it'll be Machshavte, Machshev L'Mokim. So he'll be Chayev. L'Chayev. So Memele, we can say, Teis V'Shite, Teis V'Shite is, as the Chazon Ish says, that when the Gemara, in Erev, in Daf Lamed Aleph, says that Keiched Rishus Ayochid Elad Rakia is Nochis L'Sachas, so it's not to be limited only to a Beir that is open to the Karka, but even if it's Otto. And why is it a Rishus Ayochid? Because of the same Kalvachema. Since Rishus Ayochid requires Karka, so Memele, the whole Karka, the whole depth of the Karka, as far as you can go. So let's say if there is no hollow space from the Karka Rishus Ayochid up to, I don't know, China, I don't know where it'll be, where the hollow space. So the whole autumn, the whole Karka of the Rishus Ayochid, up to a hollow space, so has a din of Karka Rishus Ayochid. Because where do you stop? I mean, in this case, where Bayi Shezeche Yudikoy of Mashal Asoro, so the Karka ends here. Because why here? Because here the hollow space begins. But suppose it is autumn after here, so the Karka ends here. So Mimele, what is Ramban ask? If, according to Teisus Lomdes, that assuming that we say Hanochas Chavis with Mechitz Badodekos, so then, he, in the case where he throws a veil and he sticks to the case, even if it's more than Daladamis, so he should be Potter on the veil, or for the same reason that he should be Potter, he would be Potter if he will throw a machat, and the machat will rest on the veil. So he'll be potter for the machat. So he should be potter for the dvelo itself. If we say siluk mechitzah, hanochas chayv siluk mechitzah adodekose, because that dvelo rests on the heretofore surface of the kesel, which now is otum. So melitzim okim too. This is what Tosfos says. So the Ramban says, so why does Rabbi Yochanan raise his abaye only in connection with Be'er Yud v'nosan l'seche chulye u'miyato? The implication being that in the case of Be'er Yud dalev v'nosan l'seche chulye u'miyato yud, so he's certainly chayev. No! Even Be'er Yud dalev. And here before it was, this was Yud dalev tvochim deep. Now he put one tefach. So the heretofore Karka Beir is now auto. And where does this chulia, this cloud of earth rest? On the heretofore surface of the heretofore Karka Beir. But now it's auto. So it's a mokim tour. So that means that the aloche is a mokim tour. If we say hanochas chayfes v'siluk mechitzah adodekose, so Tosfos would say, you know, so why does Rabbi Yochanan only raise his shaila in connection with Be'er Yud, the implication being in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph Tzim Mechayev? The answer is Tosfos agrees with the Chaznish Shite that the Pshat in the Gemara in Erev Tkehiche Dershus Ayochid Eile Adrokia Hoche Name Nochis Lisachas is Kipshute. It's not to be limited only to a Be'er Omuk Yud that is in the Karka Rishus Ayochid. So that means even when it's Otum, not open. So since the karka of the chotzer is a rishus hayochid, so any point, any crack in that karka just below that surface is a rishus hayochid. Why? Because as Reb Chaim says, that karka is a prerequisite to rishus hayochid. So in other words, so we can apply the kalachimer keheched lachir meisim mechitze. It only means mechitze. It means keheched lachir meisim rishus hayochid. So le'atzmo also. So mimele kechlachir meisim mechitze le'atzmo lekolchim. So that karka also becomes rishus hayochid. And le'inachaname. Let's say in the case of bayishin in seicha yud v'kiruy of mashlim la'soro. So only b'seicha in the hollow space is not a rishus hayochid. But let's say if he'll push a needle, let's say he'll push a needle into the uvei hakiru, he'll be chayev. If there will be machshavti machshav l'umokim, because that's the kiru, that's the karka of the rishus hayochid. So the since this is a prerequisite of rishus hayochid, so we apply the kal v'chomer. So memele the gemara Rabbi Yochanan couldn't raise the abaye in connection with Be'er Yud Aleph if it was originally Yud Aleph tvochim deep, and then he put a chulye of one tefach high. So then he certainly chayev, even if we say akiras chayves basias mechitz baradekose, because true that this cloud of earth is lying on what is resting on the heretofore surface of the heretofore karka beir, but this is part of the karka beir. There is no hollow space between this and this. It's completely autumn. So memele keiched shusayochid ilat lakia hochanam enochis lisachas. So why does the Ramban, why is the Ramban masik? Apparently, the Ramban does not agree with the Chazanish premise that the Karka Rishus Hayochid is also Rishus Hayochid. So we may yes, that kash. All right.
Boy Rove, Zohag Daf, Vinoch Al Gabi Yisei Desma. If someone threw a daf and it was no Halgabi Yisaidis, now Rashi says Halgabi Yisaidis daf is שהיו גבוהים יוד ורחוב יש דלת ודב זה רוחב דלת עושה רישוס היוחד. Now תיסוס אסי קשי תיסוס אסי סרטן קשי. We'll go over the תיסוס, but right now I just want to mention how תיסוס applies this gemara. תיסוס אסי קשי עם תימר אפילו לקה בקיאס גדוי מייך חושב לשב יתחת רישוס היוחד מיישנה מתרספו ויומות בשסרבן גבי הדיבר אוכל דלת ואין ביקורי דלת אמרים לנזור בנוח על גבל חייב מש מדף כלגב על תחת עולי ואין מרי כגי שיהי שתי מחיצה של יסיידס ובשלישיס אמרים לנו פיתיקרו דף ירד וסייס פיתיקרו דף ירד וסייס. So in other words, so tasteless, so in other words, it doesn't have reference to a case where, let's say, the Yisaydeis are some detamin. That goes without saying that the Yisaydeis are not somuch within Gimel Tvoche, because then we don't have to resort to a daf. So, but the Yisaydeis are removed a distance from each other. Let's say, suppose he has one thin yosid here, and one yosid here, one yosid here, one yosid here, and then he puts a daf on the top of the four Yisaydeis. So how does the daf constitute a rishus hayochid? So Teisve says that this is the Abaye of Rove has reference to the case where there are two mechitzes of Yisaydeis. In other words, you have Yisaydeis on two sides, you have Yisaydeis somuch to each other. Mamesh, on this side, you have Yisaydeis somuch to each other within Gimel Tvochim. Thin Yisaydeis, and on this side, and then the other two sides is open. Then he threw a daf, and that daf covers, lies on top of all the Yisaydeis. So we have two mechitzes gmures. So mimele, because of the daf, so we say pi tikro yered v'seisei. So we have three mechitzes. כן שיש שתי מחיצות של יסיידס ובשלישי סמרינון פי תקרס דף ירד וסייס. רשי doesn't say that. רשי says על גבי יסיידס דקס שיגבי יסיוד ורחוב יש דלת ודב זה רוחב דלת עושה רשיס היוחד. So obviously there between one יוסד and another it's not less than גימות וחד, because then if between one יוסד and another so on all the sides there is less than Gimel Tvochim, so then we don't have to resort to a daf. So mimele, it's considered as a rishus hayochid, but they are removed apart, and Rashi doesn't mention that there are two mechitzes of Yisaydeis. Still, the daf makes it into rishus hayochid. So why is it that according to Teisves, only when we have two mechitzes gmures, so then the daf could constitute a rishus hayochid? But if we don't have two mechitzes gmures, not, and according to Rashi, it's mashma, even if you don't have two mechitzes gmures, so it's Teisves and Rashi l'shitose in Suki. There is a more in Sukkot of Yudches on the base. The Yitma. Ach Sadre Bibiko. Daf Yudches on the base. The Yitma. The fifth line from the end of the Yomit. Ach Sadre Bibiko. Rav Omar Muta Litaltel Bechulei. The Amrinom Pitikro Yered Viseisei. Ushmuel Omar Eimi Taltelim Boel Abidal Adamis. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether, and we pass like Rav, as to whether we say piti kroyer they say same, or we don't say piti kroyer they say same. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Bibiko, lohochen noka bibiko, dimiteich shein, in a smucho libayi seim lo tfanis, sheneisim tfanis lishim achsadre, aval pomim sheisim isol lifnei abayis, videifin abayis seit no machel. So in other words, there is no mechitzis. No mechitzis. No mechitzis. Just an yosid. So Rav says, pitikro yered v'seisei.
In other words, so we say Pitikra Yoseit same. So according to Rav, according to Rashi's Pshat, if you have one Yoseit, one thing Yoseit here, and one thing Yoseit here, one thing Yoseit here, and one thing Yoseit here, and then you'll put this on top of the Yoseidis. So we say Pitikra Yoseit same. On all the four sides, we say Pitikra Yoseit same, and it becomes a Rishus Ayochit, according to Rav. Ushmuel Omar, Eimitalpel Bedaldames, Deloy Amrinon, Pitikro, Yered Viseise. Now, Taser says, Beferikol Gages, Rashi doesn't explain his old shita here in Suki. In Eirad, he explains, but Taser here in Suki mentions the Rashi's Pshat in Eirad. Pirish Beferikol Gages, Pirish Bekuntres, Dinokat Bibiko, Mishum di Bibiko Have Achsadre, Pruzo Marbaru Chesel. So there are no mechitzes gmures altogether. Just four yisaydis. And he puts this daf on top of the yisaydis. Avul biir stam achsat rois smuches lebayis ulechotza videvna bayis seit bomachel umeide shmuel hosom the yered viseisi. Vizeki figosose di kores bishile kol gageis, umi isle lishmuel, pitikro yer the same, umshane, kilesle, when the shmuel reject pitikro yer the same, bid dalet. In other words, if we have to apply the aloch of pitikro yer the same to all the four mechitzes, then he says, no, avol bigimul, isle, you pirashon bikuntres, kilesle bidale mokim shetzorich lasis arba mechitzes, bistimas pitikro. Ki nachsadre, you have a board that is placed upon four yesedes. So we have no mechitzes at all, no actual mechitzes, just yesedes. So Rav holds, we say pitikro here, they say same, even without a single mechitze gmore, and Shmuel says no, but if we have one mechitze gmore, let's say, suppose we have one mechitze, and then we have one yosit here, and then he'll put a board on top of it. So Shmuel will also say, in view of the fact that we have one mechitze gmure, so in respect to the other three sides, we say particularly this is it. According to Rashi's pshat. So Pirashon Bikuntres, Kilesli Bidalim, Mokin Sorlas Ab Mechitzes, Bistimas Pitikro Kasadre, Avul Bigimu Moiso Bamechitza Achas Kil Hoso, Upitikro Lisholish Mechitzes, Marja. So then, Teisves says the Kash. I mean, it's not necessary for us to go over the Teisves, the Kashes. But then, the important thing is, Virabinu Tamgor Sifre, Vichin Rach, Kilesli Bisholish, whereas the Gears of Rashi is. Kilesli bidalet, and Rashi explains kilesli bidalet. That means when it's necessary to form mechitzes, to construct mechitzes al pedin, for mechitzes we have to construct, we have to imagine in our imagination. So when the Shmuel say there is no pitikro, if we have to imagine, if we have to construct in our imagination four mechitzes through pitikoyer the seisem, so then Shmuel rejects it. But if we only have to construct in our imagination three mechitzes through pitikoyer the seisem, then Shmuel agrees with pitikoyer the seisem. Kilesli bisholish. This is how Rashi explains it. But Rav Netam says in the Rach, kilesli bisholish. Kilema kishem beikim sholish mechitzes viovis pruzo. So kilesle bisholis kileima kishein beikim sholish mechitzis veovis pruta bimiluo dichstamach sadre kachi kidam ginom bishil yachper. So Shmuel rejects the din of pitikiyah v'seisim when there are only three mechitzis and the fourth side is completely porous, nothing. So then he rejects the aloche, the concept of pitikosism. Well, machzatu odei meruach tzunis misveves. All right, avol biarba kishiyishom arba mechitzes. Now, so then kishiyishom arba mechitzes kigein sheyish bevis shnei lechoyim umashu di kishay mechitzo aval gav sheprutzo biyeser miyeser islepitiko virav afilu prutzo bimiluo. V'afilu b'shtei mechitzes islay pitikro uvilvat shelo yemiflesh. So according to Rav Netam, so Rav holds that if you have two mechitzes gmures, you can say pitikro yod v'sei same on the other two sides, even though they are putzim b'melue, as long as you have two mechitzes gmures. And according to Shmuel, so not only don't we say pitikro yod v'sei same when you have just two mechitzes gmures, even if you have three mechitzes gmures, and the fourth side is completely parts, not even shem mechitzes, not even lech. So we don't say pitikei yod v'sei same. But if you have three mechitzes gmures, and then the fourth side, you have a shem mechitze, even though you have a pirtze, yeis ameeser ameis. So then we apply the aloche of pitikro yod v'sei same. But anyway, we pass like Rav. So in other words, so according to Rashi, Rav says that without any mechitzes gmores, so we say pitikro yod v'sei same, it becomes a mishnah yochid. So if you take, you put a board on a ceiling, let's say, on four yisaydeis, so we say pitikro yod v'sei same. And according to Shmuel, only if you have one mechitzes gmores. And according to Rav Netam and the Rach, so Rav says we say pitikei yod v'sei same if you have two mechitzes gmures, and according to Shmuel, if you have just there are ten ames, so then Shmuel is made that we say pitikei yod v'sei same. But as far as Rav is concerned, so according to Rashi, we say pitikei yod v'sei same without any mechitzes gmures. According to the Rav Netam and the Rach, we say pitikei yod v'sei same only if there are two mechitzes gmures. Now, the Rambam has a third sheet. The Rambam says, "Ach sadro bibiko, mutali taltel bichulo, ve'afal pishi basholish mechitzes v'tikro." So you see, the Rambam is the biggest machmir in Rav. According to Rashi, we pass like Rav. Look at the Rav Yisrael. So according to Rashi, Rav is saying that we say pitikro we say sim without any mechitzes gmores. According to Rav Netam and the Rach, Rav is saying with two mechitzes gmures we say pitikei yod v'sei same. According to the Rambam, the Rav is saying that if we have three mechitzes gmures and the tikro, so on the fourth side we say pitikei yod v'sei same, so you're allowed to be mitalter. But the Rambam says, אחסת רבי ביקה מוטל איטלת בחולו ואף על פי שהיא בשולש מחוצס ותיקחו שאונוראים כאילו פי תיקחו ירד וסי סמרו לחוויס והזירק משוסרה במליסי חופותה כי זירק לימו ויסוסום שיש לקר. In other words, so even according to, so even if you have three מחיצס מורס and you have a real תיקחו, not just a קר, so it does not become a רשוס היוחיד מדרייסי. In order to become a Rishayoch in the Raisa, you have to have four mechitzes. Three mechitzes gmures, and the fourth side, the lech. But if you, so then you are chayef, if you throw from the Rishus Rabbim into a Rishus that has three mechitzes gmures and then the fourth side, the lech. But if you have, let's say, a three mechitzes gmures, and the tikro, and no lechi on the fourth side, completely poured the fourth side, but you have a tikro, so then, mid rabbonon, you are allowed to be mitalter. Because after all, mid raise with three mechitzes gmures, it becomes a mokim ptur. But, so you are allowed to be mitalter as much as you want, mid raise. But mid rabbonon, It's a karmeless, so Mameli not allowed to be mitaltel. So in respect to that, he said, Rabbanon, if you make a tikro, or even a keiro, not a tikro, so Mameli you're allowed to be mitaltel. But the Rishusayo, it doesn't become converted into a Rishusayochit midraise by virtue of the tikro, just as it doesn't become converted into a Rishusayochit midraise by virtue of Elech. I'm sorry. And just as it doesn't become converted into Yochim Raisi by virtue of Ikeo. But with Elech, yes. So there is a difference, according to the Rambam, between a lechi and in the fourth side, then it becomes midraisi converted into Yochim. And a keiro or a tikro and the whole thing. So then it's only effective midrabam. So we have three shittes anyway. So Rashi, so it's Rashi Lishitose, and Tesis Lishitose. Rashi Lishitose, that he says that according to Rav. So even without any mechitzes gmures. So we say Pitiko Yodi say same. So Rashi doesn't have to apply it to a case where the are two mechitzes gmures. But Tesis Lishitose, I mean, in Sukkah, that Rav only says Pitiko Yodi say same, we have two mechitzes gmures. So that's why he says Kigen Shiyesh Te Mechitzes Shal Yisei Deis Uvishlishi Samgun on Pitiko Yodi say same. Alright. Now, I'm postponing the Tesis Kashe for a little later. Alright. Now, so the Gemara has an Abai. Boy Rob, Zorak Da, Vinoch al Gabi Yisei, this man. My come boyle, Hanoch as Chifetz, Vasi as Bechitze, Baradone Kose, Haini de Rabbi Eichene. So, what did it mean, Haini de Rabbi Eichene? So, in other words, Rabbi Eichene mentioned two Abais. But one Abai said, Im Tim Tzoleim Akim Glahave Mechitze Asorom Yikor Oloi Mechai. But then the second Abai. So here is it's analogous. The Gemara is saying that this Abaye of Rove is analogous to the second Abaye of Rabbi Eichanan. Because what's the second Abaye of Rabbi Eichanan? That Im Tim Shalai Makin Lahad Mechitza Asorom Yikor Loi Mechai. Now, how does Tesis in the Teretz Dafres explain why is there more of a Pshites that he is Potter in the first case of Rabbi Yechanan and the second case? So Tesis, who we mentioned, the Tesis in the Kashi had one pshat, and then in the Teretz he had another pshat. But in the Teretz, Tesis said that the reason as to why in the first case, Ligabe da Akira, that deals with Akira, so it's more of a pshites that is potter, is because Akira is mochshuv. So Ligabe Akira, we do not say that Basachas, he should be mechuyev. But Anochi is not so Uchshu. So that's why he has an Abai. So Mimele, here it's also Ligabe. Rove addresses himself also to the Anochi. Not to the... Rove deals with the Anochi, not with the Akire. So when the Gemara says, Michael Miboyle, Anochi is going to say, Nuchitz, but I don't know what to say. Haini the Rabbi Eichene. So in other words, it's the second Abai of Rabbi Eichene. Second Abai. So the Gemara says, "Ki kome boyle l'rove ki geni zorak da v'chayfetz, v'zorak da v'chayfetz al gabov." Mai, ki even the bi'ado de kose ki anu achas chayfetz v'asias mechitze dome. And if we say in the second abayi of Rabbi Yechanan that he is poter, that we do not say bi'ado de kose that he should be chayev. So Mimele we say he's potter, but so here too, even if he throws a daf and the chivetz on the daf, or he deal more, no. If he throws just the daf, so even though we assume in the case where he just throws the daf and the daf falls on the Yisei days, so then so, according to Rashi and most Rishonim, so if he is Chayev, and what score is a Chayev? He is Chayev on the score of Zereik Meshusa Rabbe Meshusa Yachid. So, if you have Yeseides, and then the Daf falls upon the Yeseides, so he has to be Mechuyev on the score of Zereik Meshusa Rabbe Meshusa Yachid. So, as the Amaisa Anoche begins, I mean, after all, it takes a minute. Maybe less than a minute, but it takes some time. So as the Maisa Anoche begins, it is not a Rishus Hayochid. So it begins to be Munach, the Daf under Yisei Deis, not a Rishus Hayochid. But then when the Anoche is
when the Anoche is completed, when the Anoche is completed, so then it is a Rishus HaYochid. So that's the Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan, the second case of Rabbi Yochanan. So assuming that in the case of Zorak Daf, just Daf, not Daf with Chayfetz, he is Potter. So why? Because true, when the Anoche is completed, so then it's no Rishus HaYochid, but it's not throughout the Mais Anoche, the process of the Anoche. The Anoche, it takes, let's say, a minute from the time it begins, the Dav begins to be Munach, until it completely rests under Yisaidis. So in view of the fact that only the last moment of the Mais Anoche, the last split second of the Mais Anoche, So it is noch b'shus hayochid, but the beginning of the ma'isa anoche is not in b'shus hayochid. So merely is potter. So we can say only in that case where zorak daf is potter. But in this case, given the liefsha the limit lepute v'adnayach, so it should be considered kasiyas mechitzev anochas chayfitz domen is chayev. So take now. Let's see the Rashi. Maul is chayev is lukezu. Now there is a very strange Chiddush Yara. Now I think that there are two Toy Sefers in this Chiddush Yara. Zohar Davi Noch Al Gabi Yisaidis. Pir Sherashi Yisaidis daki is gvei saso, vein rechov is dalet, vidav ze shu rochem dalet, osom rishus hayochid. The pitik hoyer de seisim. So the Abaye is, as to whether he's mechuyev. So at first the Gemara assumed that the Abaye is in respect to the question as to whether he's chayev on the zrikas adaf itself. Then the Gemara says, well, that's the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan. The Abaye of Rovi is something else. That assuming that on the daf itself is not chayev, so if he just throws a daf, suppose he throws a daf with the chayvetz on it, maybe he's chayev for the chayvetz. Alright, but if he is chayev, so according to Rashi, he is chayev on what score? On the score of Zerik Meshusarabim Meshusayochet. Not on the score of Zerik Daladames Meshusarabim. We're not even dealing, according to Rashi, with the case where the daf, he threw the daf over a distance of Dalai Lama. Then he says, V'orozal pirish, sh'ayisedes rechoves dalet, v'negveis yud, v'yadav mashlim la'asor mitzum son, v'lo yeser. Now here there is a very strange expression. Di yeser afilu mashu pshita dechayev. I think, I mean, after looking at it a number of times, I think that there is a toy sefer, and that the right girsi is the yeser afilu mashu pshita dipota, but we'll soon see. But let's forget for a moment this expression. But there is a toy sefer. The yeser afilu mashu pshita dipota. Vihoche kome boyale. Mi az lilom bosa shazrike. Vayi shaite. Lesbi asoro. Vichaye. So the havali kizirik dal damet beshusarabi. Vehine kizirik averes dipota. Vihosom rishus bifne atzmui. Aval hoche in rishus klau. אלעצי יסיידיץ, ובשזריקי עדיין אין מבטל כלל בשוס הרבים, שהרי תחתוב חולול הוא, אבל יזלינו בשעשה נוחה פוטה, והבלי כזירי בשוס היוחד, ואין זריקי והנוחה זו בשוס הרבים. פוס, then the question arises, so why don't we say that if יזלינו בשעשה נוחה, he should be חייב on the score of זירי בשוס היוחד לשוס הרבים? So let him be חייב במונפשך. According to the law, in other words, monefshach, because there are two alternatives: either we aslinen bosazrike or aslinen bosashasanoch. So if we ask Binam Bosashaz Rike, so then it can be Mechuyev on the score of Zerg Dalet Ames Beshus Arab, as the Roy himself points out. And if we say Aslinu Basar Anoche, so then he cannot be mechuyev on the score of Zerad Adam Shus Arabim, because when the Anoche is completed, when the Daf rests completely on the Yisei days, then it's not a Rishus Arabim anymore. But let him be mechuyev on the score of Zeri of Zeri Rishus Arabim Shus Ayochet. So let him be Mimonim Shach mechuyev. So this is what bothered him. Aber ja, nimm das es an noch hat. Wir haben le kizir mit la yochit. Wein zrike van noch zu beschus rabim. Wir loy bot. Let it be mekhuye van the score, even if as nimm das es an noch, let him be mekhuye van the score of zire mit beschus yochit, mit beschus rabim mit yochit. So der der rose ist, wir loy have kizir mit beschus rabim mit yochit. Why not? Do kidim shzo kadaf, we have beschus yochit. Wa hayne der begnen, bi zire khulye le berasoro. Umietei, the Banocha Schulie. So again, here it's a mistake. Not Banocha Schulie, Misalik Mechitze, Umimayit Halabeer, not Ese Mechitze, but Misalik Mechitze, Umimayit Halabeer. We call here the Azlinon Bosar, Akira Uzrike Chayev, the Bishazrike Harizorak Mishusarab Mishayochit, Shuoma Kasoro, Avoli Azlinon Bosar Shasanoche, Inkam Mishayochit Charimiri. Now, it's very strange. Oh, I think that the Ro understood this Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan in the same way as Teisves understood the boy of Rabbi Yochanan in the Kashe, in Dafres. Now, we pointed out when we learned the Gemara Dafres, and then last time, so we mentioned it, that Teisves in the Kashe explained the Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan in one way, and in the Teretz, in the Sugi of Taberes, he explained it in that way. The question arises, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan has a more of a pshites ligabi the first case than ligabi the second case? In other words, so Rabbi Yochanan says the first abaye is beyotisho v'yoka mimenu chulye v'yishlimo la'aso mal akiras chifetz v'asiyas michitze v'adado dekose u'michayev u'loi michayev. So that's the first abaye. In respect to the first abaye, the Gemara says vintim tzaleima. Many rishonim say that vintim tzaleima means that the Gemara was patient. But whether we are machria, we assume like these rishonim or not. But the Gemara says here vintim tzaleima that in the first case he is poter. So then maybe in the second case. So the question arises: how in the second case? So it's more of a pshites that in the first case he is poter than in the second case. Now the question is, why is more of a pshites that he is poter in the first case than in the second case? So Teisves in the Teretz Tafche says because Akira is more choshev. So actually is the same abay. In other words, in order to be chayev, does it have to be Akira? Is it necessary that the Akira, that during the whole process of the Akira, it should be a Rishus Ayochit? That during the whole process of the Anoche, it should be a Rishus Ayochit? But if it's only one moment in the process, in the course of the process of the Akira, the Anoche, so then it's not Chayev or not? So the Gemara says, so first the Gemara has an abaye according to Teisves Teretz in the sugi of Kaveres. Beyo tisho, v'yokam menu cholye, v'yishlimu laso. So in other words, let's say here you have a whole abaye of 9 tvachim deep. And then he starts making the akire. It takes him some time, it takes him a minute. Whatever time it takes him. So let's say he starts, so when he starts the maisa akire, he starts being Akeya, the cloud of earth from the surface of the Karka Bay. So when he starts the Maisakire, how does he start the Maisakire? In what kind of a bayer? In a bayer tissue. Then he keeps on being Akeya, a cloud of earth from the surface of the earth, from the bayer, and then we are coming.
And then, the last moment, so if he completes the Akire in a Beirut. So that means during the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire, it was spent in what kind of a Beir? In a Beir Tisha. But the last moment was spent in a Beir Asom. So do we say that is Chayev? Because the last moment of the Anoche, of the Akire, was in the Beir Asom or not? So Vim Tim Tzaleima Kim Lahave Mechitze Asom Mikor Eloi Mechayev. So we can say maybe only in Akire. So the whole Akire from the beginning to the end has to be in the Beir Asom. Mashein Kim Vis-a-vis Anoche. So he doesn't have the Anoche to be from the beginning to the end. This is how Tesvos explains it in the Teretz. But in the Kashe, we said that Tesvos explains it differently. Not that Rabbi Yechanan distinguishes between Akir and Anoche, but in the first case, so too, the first case is reference to an Akdil with Akir, not an Anoche. But it's not only that the first case, the first Abaye, deals with Akir. In the first Abaye, so the major portion of the time spent in the Maise Akire was spent in the Beates. Only the last split second, as he starts being Akir, so he's Akir from what kind of a Beir? A Beates. Then, the last split second, when he completes the Akire, so the completion of the Akire, the last split second of the time spent in the Maise Akire took place in the Beir Yud. So Memele, we can say that here is Potter, because the bulk of the time that was spent in the Maisa Akire was spent in the Beates, only the last split second. So it's not a good Akire to be Mechuyev. Masha'in Kein, in this case, Beir Yud. So true, the second Abaye deals with Anoche, but that's not important according to Tesvos' assumption in the Kashi. So Beir Yud v'nosan l'seich echulye. So when he throws echulye, so again it takes some time. It takes a minute from the time that cloud of earth of itefach. So that part of earth consists of many, many particles of sand. So it keeps on descent, keeps on falling. And it takes, let's say, a minute or 2 minutes. It can take him even 5 minutes. Who knows how long it takes him. So the Maisa Anoche begins when the sand starts to fall on the surface of the Karka Bay until it completely rests on the surface. So throughout the major portion of the time as he begins the Anoche. So throughout the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, it is spent in the Beir Yud. But then when the last particle of sand falls upon the surface of the Beir, then it becomes a Beir Tes. So here the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beir Yud. So Memele, even if we say Im Tim Tzoleima Kim Lahavim Mechitza Asor Mikor Loi Mechayev, so we can say over there, because the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire was spent in the Beir Tes. That's why he's Potter. Mashein Kein here. So the major portion of the time of the that was involved in the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beir Yud. Only the last split second of the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beir Tes. So Memele, the last split second, the fact that the last split second of the Maisa Anoche, of the time of the Maisa Anoche, was spent in the Beir Tes, doesn't matter. So it's not that there is a difference between Akir and Anoche. There is a difference in the situation. Now, so in order to explain the Ro, so it seems to me that the Ro explains the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan the way Tesvos assumed in the Kash. Not that Rabbi Yechanan distinguishes between Akir and Anoch, But he distinguishes between the case where the major portion of the time was spent b'chiyuv, that's the second case, and the first case where the major portion of the time was spent b'ptur. Now, some melee, he says as follows. Rabbi Yechanan says, Zorak daf, v'noch al gabi yisaydis. So, Michael Meboile, Hanochas Chayfez Vasias Mechitze Baradodekosi. So, according to the law, so if he is Mechuyev, he is Mechuyev only on the score of Zerik Daladames Bershus Arabi. So, if we say Bosas Rikazlinon, welcome boil. Mi azlinon bosa shazrike. So what does it mean? Bosa shazrike means that we consider the major portion of the time spent in the Maisanoch. From the point of view of the major portion of the time spent in the Maisanoch. The Maisanoch might have taken 2 minutes or a minute, it doesn't make a difference. So when the daf gets over the Yisaydis. Over the Yisaydis. So it begins to rest. It doesn't rest. The whole Dav doesn't rest at once in the same split second. Of course, it's difficult to perceive it because human perception is not so quick. But objectively speaking, so it doesn't fall at once in one split second. It begins to fall and then so it begins to fall the moment it reaches the avir of the Yisaydis. So then the Maisa Anoche of the Daf and the Yisaydis begins. So when the Anoche begins, where does it begin? It begins in the Rishus Arabi. It begins in the Rishus Arabi. And until the last split second of the Maisa Anoche, when the whole daf rests on the Yisaydis, so it takes place, the Maisa Anoche takes place in the Rishus Rabin. But the last split second, when the daf completely rests on the Yisaydis, then it becomes a Rishus Ayochit. So Memele, if we say that Azlinim Bosa Shazrike, that means we consider it from the point of view of the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche. So then, that was done where? That took place in the Rishus Arabi. So is Chayev. So, Vayishai to Lesbia, Sorev, Chayev. Davle Kizir, Daldam Rishus Arabi. Veni Kizir, Kaveres, the Ponos, Rishus Natsmu. Avloch in the Rishus Kwal. Only the last 3 seconds when the whole daf is already resting and he said it. But throughout the major portion of the time that it takes for the daf, from the time it begins to land and he said it, it's a landing. Just as an aeroplane lands, so this daf also lands. And there is a process. So the landing process, the hanoch, the Hanoche process begins when the Daf reaches the Avir of the Yisaydis. And it ends, the landing process of the Daf and the Yisaydis it ends when it completely rests on the Yisaydis. Completely rests on the Yisaydis. So if we go Bosas Rike, that means if we are to consider it from the point of view of the major portion of the time spent by the Daf in the landing process, so then it should be Chayev. Because throughout the major portion of the time spent in the landing process of the Daf and the Yisaydis, it was a Rishus Arabi. But if we say in order to be Chayev on the score of Daled Ames Birshus Arabim, so it's not enough that the major portion of the time in the landing process, in the Anoche process, took place in the Rishus Arabim. Even the last split second has to take place in the Rishus Arabim. But the last split second, the moment the lending is completed and the Yisaides, so then it's not a Rishus HaRabim anymore, it's a Rishus HaYochid, so he's Potter. So Avul Yasnin Bosashas Anoche Potter, we have like a Zeve Bishus HaYochid, we in Zrike Vanoche Zu Bishus HaRabim. Oh, but then the question arises, but let him be Chayev Mimo Nefshech. So if we say that Aslin Bosashas Rike, so let him be Chayev on the score of Zerah Adamis. If we say that Aslin Bosashas Anoche, so let him be Chayev on the score of Zerah Bishus HaRabim Nishus HaYochid. So he says, no. ולא יהווה כזירק משוס הרבן לשוס היוחיד. דאוקדים שזו הקדף לא יהווה רשוס היוחיד. So in other words, because if we are to consider his חיוב and the score of זירק דל אדמס משוס הרבים, then it's analogous to the second Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan. If we are to consider his חיוב and the score of זירק משוס הרבן לשוס היוחיד, then it's analogous to the first Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan. And vis-a-vis the first Abaye of Rabbi Yochanan, so what does Rabbi Yochanan say in Timtzaleima? So that means we take it for granted that in the first case, so he is Potter. In the first case. Why? Now, what is the first case? So in the first case, it is Beyotisho, Viokam Menuchulye, Vishlimo Lasoro, Ma'akiras Chivasias Mechit Vadadoliko, Semechayev. Now, the way we said, Tesis Pshat, in the Kashe Tafres. And the Ro apparently agrees with Tesis Pshat in the Kashe, not with Tesis Pshat in the Teres Tafres. So Memele, the way we explained Tesis' understanding of Rabbi Yochanan's Abaye in the Kashe is that in the first Abaye there is an intimate Tzoleima that is Potter. Why? Because in the first Abaye he deals the first